Hello, Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer of Higher Consciousness, helping people connect to their hearts, their minds, their bodies, and souls. I am so truly grateful that all of you have been listening to my podcasts over the last year, and I hope you are all enjoying the new series, The Coffee Chat. As an intuitive reader, healer, medium, Akashic soul practitioner, and Reiki master, I know how important it is to bring spirituality into your entrepreneurial business. So sit back and relax and enjoy my guests. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me, Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer of Higher Consciousness, for another coffee chat. I have invited an amazing woman I recently met. Her name is Heather Fiel, and she is actually my branding coach. And let me tell you, I have learned so much in such a small amount of time that I had to share this beautiful woman with you. Heather, thank you for being my guest today.
Well, thank you for asking me. I'm so privileged and so honored to be here. Thank you, Robin.
So do you want to tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
It's been quite the journey, as you know, so I will make it short and sweet. I am from Canada, beautiful British Columbia here in Canada. I've lived most of my life outside of Canada. I've lived in Germany, Austria, Sweden, South America. I'm a home stager, an event planner, and a network marketer. And I most recently, we were transferred to Toronto and Alberta. And now we have decided that we need to spend more time in one place. So now we are in beautiful Kelowna, British Columbia.
Oh, Kelowna is so pretty.
It is.
Isn't that where a lot of fruit trees are, just out of curiosity?
This is the fruit belt and the wine belt of Canada, yes. So it's really a continuation of the Sonoma Valley that comes up from California through through Oregon and then Washington and then British Columbia. It just changes names. Once it crosses the border, that's all that happens. Yeah, so this is very hot and very dry in the summertime, very hot.
Yeah, I went there and I went for a little wine thing one weekend and I found the best ice wine ever. However, let's get on with you. So let's talk a little bit about how the hurdles that you've gone through, let's say as a mother and an entrepreneur, and what encouraged you to be on this path as a coach right now?
Well, I've been in network marketing for about 22 years, and I made that decision because I did not want to have anybody else raise my kids. And I was all about serving people and helping people. It just was in my DNA, moving around the world. That's what, you know, we were accustomed to. And I kind of had to figure things out really early in life. So I speak a couple of languages. And, you know, moving from city to city, country to country every 3 years kind of makes you tough. Kind of makes you resilient. And so I decided that I wanted to go, as soon as I figured out that network marketing existed over 22 years ago, I dove in. And it was all belly to belly at that time, right? It was nothing on social media. It was house parties and hotels and restaurants and driving through the rain in Vancouver, right? So, which led me in why I'm doing what I'm doing now is that I wanted to help more women understand that it was totally possible to build a brand and a business from home, from their office, or from wherever they decided to do that, part-time or full-time, with a warm market and cold market. And so I was trying to figure that out as well, Robin. When we were living in Alberta, I said, okay, I need to do something different. I need to add something. Like I was at a plateau with myself. I'm growing my team and really busy, but I said I needed to amalgamate some sort of a teaching because I'm an ex-ESL teacher that I taught in Germany for 8 years. So that teaching was in me. Like I just loved it. So I taught English as a second language to foreign diplomatic students. And so I said, okay, I got to figure this out. So I paid my dues. I got in the trenches and I kept investing and kept learning. And now I get to teach it back.
Yeah, that is just so beautiful. One of the things
that Heather has shown me is that people need to get to know you and see your vulnerability. And we were going through my Facebook page, and she's like, there's nothing on here about you.
You because why I said that, that's really interesting, and thanks for bringing that up again. And I know we had a long discussion about that. And people need to know you, like you, and trust you before they will even buy into the fact that you have something that can help them. And so, if we don't see as an outsider, as a stranger, who you are, where you live, what you do, your hobbies, and all of these other beautiful characteristics about you, you're just not going to be able to grow a sustainable and profitable business. So it's not about the business. Your brand is not the business. The brand is you. And people buy into you. They don't buy the product, service, or opportunity. They buy into what you share, your vision, your lifestyle, because somebody somewhere wants a little piece of that. And that's why it's important to show up as you.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I have been doing this for so long, my spiritual growth and trying to build this business, and it was never really successful because I didn't understand that part, that personal part, that it's not about what I do as a healer and teacher, and a mentor. It's about how I present myself to the outside world. Because I met you and I got on a conversation, and I kind of remember who approached who, but the minute we started talking, we just instantly connected. And I was just blown away because I've had many people approach me about doing this branding and stuff, but I didn't connect with them the way I connected with you. And so you explaining that to me the other day, I went, oh, well, this is why I have the same people who come to my lives. And this is why I have the specific women who are taking my course right now, is because we got to know each other kind of the way you and I did.
That's
Right.
right.
So
Making connections, Robin, making connections, building rapport is so key because, first impressions are lasting impressions. And so when someone was coming to your profile, maybe they just saw the business aspect of it and said, oh, she's just about business. But who is this woman behind the screen? Who is this person with this identity and these words on her banner? They want to get to know the real you so that you can go for coffee, have wine, go for lunch. It could be someone in your own city. So the opportunities, once you just express yourself and be you, are tremendous. Honestly, other doors will open.
Yeah, it was just so surprising, and I have to tell you, I had so much fun with my media manager, Delphine Pena, and she's been a guest on my podcast. We redid all of my branding. We've redone the banners and everything, and it was just so much fun to bring my personality into it.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
What it is. Yeah, that's
Okay.
awesome.
Yeah. So, do you have a new project or something you're working on that you are sharing with the women in your life right now?
I'm always working on something. Yeah, I'm just revamping my new website. So it was down for a little bit, and because I was so busy with this COVID, I was helping so many other people, and that was my mission, was to help more women with their branding, with attraction marketing skills, and to really to help them understand that their story needs to be told. And even through the rough patches that we're going through, and it's just a horrible thing that happened, there are people who need us. And so I went over and above as in my day. I mean, I'm here 10, 12 hours a day working. So that was my project, to help more women, to talk to more women, to listen to their story, and to really understand what they were looking for in their future, what their needs were, and I wanted to fulfill that. So yes, I'm working on that every single day. But I'm also with my website. I have a book that I'm just about to start writing. Everything has been cleared and it's all really up in my brain now. So I've got that going on. And I'm starting a new membership site. So I'm always busy, Robin. Yeah, there's stuff.
I absolutely love that. I do, because when we find other women in our life that we really connect with, it makes us feel like we're not alone.
Right.
And you know, you have been through the trenches of multi-level marketing. So when women come to you and they're trying to build a multi-level marketing, you understand. You understand the no's and how hard it is and how heartbreaking it is when you spend hours and hours with somebody and they still don't sign up. So do you have some advice for these women who are going through these emotional ups and downs in their business?
Yeah, and there's so many more trenches. That, I mean, there are highs and there are lows in every aspect, you know. I would only say, and I say this to my clients and the people that I'm working really closely with, is that you need to be postured. You just need to understand that it's not about you, it's about them. And objections and rejections are always going to happen. They're always going to surface. But we need to understand that it's nothing we've done. We are merely the messenger and the supporter and the sharer of things that could benefit their life, their need, their, you know, whatever they're looking for. And so if an objection or rejection is coming our way, we just need to understand it's not our fault. And just be postured, be okay with it. Be okay with it. And when they're ready, they will be ready. And the most important thing is that when I'm teaching and coaching, and it's a process, is just be okay with that process. Just be okay with it. And then they will see the other side, because they're going to remember you for who you are, not what you did. They're going to remember you for what you said and your support. And, you know, I always say, hey, I'm always here to help you and guide you and talk to you and listen to you. If you ever want to jump on a call, I'll send you my calendar and then we can do that. If you see my light is on, message me. So I'm always doing those little things that make them feel that they're not alone. And that's when they come back to you. And that's when they say, okay, I've thought about this long enough. I need to do this. I need to do something else. I need to, you know, build a stronger brand or a better business. I need to learn the traction marketing skills. And then they say yes. So it's just being postured and being patient and understanding them where they are, because we are not living their reality. They are in their reality, and we need to understand that.
Yeah, and so it's not about being a salesperson. It is about being a friend and saying, I have something that's really worked for me. I know you're struggling, or I've seen in your post that you're struggling, you're having these issues. If you want to talk about it, I have a free 30-minute chat.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And that is really sometimes just all that they need, and that's great. So if I can help them uncover and discover, you know, a different avenue or a different way or different thought process that they need to be thinking about that they haven't thought about, there's an aha moment for them. That's what I do. That's what we should all be doing.
Oh, yes, I agree. Now, there's one thing that you told me that I still cannot wrap my head around. Can you please tell these women how many people you contact in a week?
Did I knock your socks off or what?
You did. I still cannot wrap my head around it. I don't know how you accomplished this, so please.
So I believe, you know, in the powers of three or the powers of five, and I work in odd numbers. It's just something that I've always been comfortable with. So 10 people a day, right? You need to be adding 10 friends a day to your friends list, having great communication, having great rapport, building solid friendships. That's all that's really important. So I'm talking to 50, 70 people a week.
Yeah. And how many people do you have following you?
I haven't even looked at the stats, but I know yesterday I had 10 more, because I was going through my analytics and my metrics and I'm like, okay, there's 10 more people. So what I do, I don't know if I told you this, but I know that we have friends, fans, and followers, right? And so every follow that I get, I personally thank them for it. I personally go to their messenger, I send them a message, and I say, thank you so much for following me. I really appreciate it. I'm really curious as to what prompted you to reach out to me. So they saw something, right, somewhere, a post, a video, or blog, or whatever they saw, and that creates the curiosity. And that's the attraction marketing factor that I teach.
Yeah, that, and you know what, that is one of the things that I did it for a while, and then I kind of forgot to do it. And then I look at my list and I have over 1,000 thousand people, friends now, and I've got almost 700 following me. And I'm like, holy cow, to be able to have to go back in there now and contact, at least start with your followers, with your 700 followers and try to at least spend, maybe a message a week to them for sure.
Well, and that's why I keep up on it. So when I get a follower at the end of the day, that's why I do it then, because I don't have the time and you don't have the time to, to talk to 700 people and thank them and then try to build a connection here so that follow button goes off and they become a friend of yours. Right.
Right.
And so the other thing that I also do, and I think I mentioned that to you, is when they have a birthday, I always congratulate them a day later. I don't congratulate them on the day. I congratulate them on the day after. So they have more time to talk with me, because on their birthday, we know what everyone does on their birthday. So they have no time. This next day, they have time and I can strike up a longer and more in-depth conversation with them.
I never thought of that. Like, what a smart idea to say, because I Facebook gives you the message, so-and-so has a birthday, and I always feel bad when I miss it. And so now I need to know that that's actually an opportunity.
Don't feel bad. Just do it the next day.
That is so cool, Heather. I cannot believe that. This is just so amazing. Do you have maybe some success story you'd like to share with us? Something, I don't know, just something fun that you would like to share with the women here?
Well, I have lots of success stories. So, a lot of my students, for example, a lot of them had been trying and trying and trying so hard to understand the sale thing, and they're not selling. And, we get depleted. At the end of the day, Robin, it's everybody has something to sell. We're on social media because we're either looking for something or we have something to sell. And so that's why it's called social retail or social marketing, attraction marketing, call it what you want. It's all the same thing. That's why we need to get into more conversations with more people every single day. That's a must. Otherwise, our pipeline is just going to dry up. So I was talking to a couple of great clients, great, great friends of mine and amazing women, and they were struggling in their last network marketing company simply because they were told to make the hundreds list, make the 40s list. Saturate your warm market, let them know that you're doing, plaster this on their walls and everything. And they were really done with it. And it was interesting. They felt wrong doing it, mm-hmm. but they did it anyway. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I know that network marketing companies, they're great. I love the industry, but some of them, they have a tendency to want to do it their way. And they're not trainers. Let's just say that out loud. Network marketing companies are not trainers. They are there for our use and for our benefit. And so I help them understand, similar to what you and I are going through right now, is that it has to start with them. And they had no idea. And as soon as they started to do that, the engagement went through the roof on their posts, on their content, because I teach curiosity-based content, value-based, curiosity-based content. And as soon as they started to do this, they could see the engagement go up. The light was going on. They were getting more questions. Who wouldn't want that? Who doesn't want, people in their follow box and their friends, like 10 people a day, asking more questions about the business? So that is really powerful. And that's my passion, to see that.
Yeah. It's so interesting, because when Heather and I were talking about this, I said to Heather, my life is so boring. And she asked me all these questions. What's your hobby? What do you do? Da, 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 da. And I had to say, Heather, I'm a hermit.
You did.
I am just a hermit.
I'm like, girl, we need to do something.
But I was never that way before. Like I think it has a lot to do that when we come out of, when our self-esteem has been a little bit destroyed from relationships, and then when we try to go back out into the dating scene, and we just end up meeting more of the same of what we already had, and we're working on that, but it gets to the point where you're afraid, you're a little insecure to put yourself out there, because you saw what you were attracting. And even though I have changed, it took Heather to show me that that's not who's on my Facebook. Those are not the people who have engaged with me and are following me. I have changed so much that I'm actually attracting really positive, exciting people into my life. And I just didn't know how to engage them because I had forgotten how.
That is so awesome. I'm so, so excited for this. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So don't ever feel like it doesn't matter where we are in our business or even in our personal life. There's always a way out of this being a hermit. So, I mean, I actually went.
And you did say that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, Heather, tell them about you have a routine you do every day. And I just talked to you about it before we got on here. And I am just amazed that you can actually pull that off. So tell these women what you do.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm up early between 5 and 6. And then I do everything that I need to do in the morning. And then I actually I schedule early morning calls because that's when I'm the most alert. And so I have this is the third call and it's only like 9:30 Pacific time. So I started early this morning at 7 a.m. And then what I do is I need to take a break because I need to rejuvenate the body and I love the outside. So I hustle outside and I do a 10K power walk. Now where I live, I'm on hills. So I live in wine country. So, you know, every hill has got a wine attached to it and a wine business. So I go up and down, up and down. And I have my route and I love it and I change it. But I need to go outside and enjoy. So for about 10 kilometers is what I do a day. Sometimes double that, depending on the heat, because it's very hot and very dry here. So if it's 38 or 40 degrees Celsius, no, I'm going to take a pass, but I did it in the morning. And then I come back and then I continue with my clients in the afternoon. And then I take another break. And like I said to you, I would probably do it again. Or I go to my home gym and I work out on my weights. And then in the evening, again, I'm doing 3 to 4 hours, depending on, because we live, you know, on social media, Robin, with different, you know, time zones and everything. I mean, there's 4 time zones here in Canada alone. So, you know, when you got to be there for people who need you or want to talk to you. So my day will typically end around 9:30, 10 p.m. And then I do it all over again.
Yeah. And this is what's so amazing is that so many of us are guilted into sitting in front of our computers, putting in an 8-hour day. And we don't have to. We work when we're most productive.
That's right.
So when you know your most productive hours are, that's when you spend your time on the computer. You'll get brain fog, get off the computer and do what Heather does for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Go have some fun.
Good point, because I talk to a lot, well, how do I get this done? And I, you know, time management is a huge thing. In this industry, time management is good. And you have to be good with your time or you're just going to be scrolling and looking at shiny objects on social media. And you're going to say, okay, it's lunchtime already. And what the heck did I get done? So a lot of my students, I teach them how to do time blocks. When is their power hour? How many power hours can they have in a day? And so I go through the whole system with that. And then we block out what they should be doing, your DMO, their daily method of operation, their money-making activities, and then we schedule it for them. Because my day is different than yours and so on. And that's okay. So you just got to figure out, like what you said, what's the best time for you?
Yeah, I was explaining to Heather that I had to have a 2-hour nap before we got on here. And it's only 10:30 my time in the morning. But I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And because that's the best time for me to do my meditation and connect to the angels and connect to my spirit guides and to connect to my soul. And that's when I ask my questions and get my answers. Then I do my live Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then after I do that, then I go for a morning walk. Because that fresh air is just amazing.
So important. So important. So you start at 4, I start at 6. And then everyone's different. And in you have to find what works for you. And so, you know, because there's people out there who have a job that they have to leave the house and they have kids. And now with this COVID thing, they're trying to figure out the babysitter and the nanny or the in-laws and, you know, helping out. So people are being pulled in all directions right now. And you can only do what you can do right now. Right.
Yeah. And I also like the fact that you remind us that it may be 6 o'clock our time at night, but it's 6 o'clock in the morning somewhere else. So being able to figure out when our best times are and when we can be available for specific people is really good. I did a podcast with a wonderful lady who is in Australia. And to wrap my mind around the fact that it's like 6 o'clock at night, my time, and it's 9 o'clock in the morning, her the next day. It's
not even 14, the same day. Hours. Yeah. I know. It's awesome. But you know, we figured I had to do that with a couple of my clients too. I had to figure out, okay, so what time is it there and what day is it? And let's subtract and figure this out. And then we got it and we had a great Zoom and we just kept working and working at that time because it worked.
Yeah. So just knowing that you don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to be in front of your computer all day long. Take those necessary breaks. Figure out when your power time is, and especially because you can sit there and forget to eat.
Not so good. Drink water. Get up. Stand up. Go for a run. Go for a walk. Do something different. You just feel so invigorated. Like you just feel like a whole new person, and you can attack a task and you say, okay, I've got this to do and this to do. Let's do this again. You just got new energy, this whole new vibe. And it's interesting because I put my iPods on, I put my earbuds in, and I'm, you know, listening to a podcast. So I'm always learning. I'm always investing whatever I've invested in. And so I'm relearning that or re-listening to it again. And then I'm thinking about how I can share that with my audience. If it's going to be on YouTube, it's going to be in my blog, if it's on Instagram, if it's going to be, you know, on either of my pages, if it's going to go into part of my book, it's amazing. So you're just thinking of things while you're getting exercise and fresh air and vitamin D. What's wrong with that?
Well, yeah, because if you get out of your head and you're doing something different, then it makes the ideas flow easier. And that's kind of what meditation is about. It's about learning to shut down your need for an answer, that aggressive part of yourself, and just surrender into the energy of allowing the ideas to flow through, allowing the information to come to you. Now for me, I love that you put in your iPods and you listen, but the whole purpose of me for going for my walk in the morning is all the birds. You know, I love listening to nature and hearing that, but I'm not doing 10K. So I get it. You have an hour and some time to really learn something. Now, how many times have I said, I don't have an hour to sit here and listen to this in front of my computer?
Right.
But however, if I had the ability like to put the podcast on my phone and listen to that and go for an hour walk, now how smart is that? I didn't even think of that.
It's, you know, like we just got to be, it is what it is, Robin. And sometimes, you know, I don't have the music on per se, because it's a good time for me to just come down from what I was just on. If it was coaching or if it was teaching, private teaching or a group teaching or whatever I was doing, or creating content, because I create a lot of content for quite a few people. So it's just my time. And so I will dial into things that is for me and it's my time just to listen again. Or, you know, I have a couple of questions and there's one person I'm following or three people. It's just my time.
Okay, Heather, could you just tell them some fun facts about yourself?
Some fun facts. I love to water ski. I love the outside. I love my wine. I love great food. I like to be outside all the time. I think I'm just an outside person. I'm really easy to get along with. I love people. I love socializing. I love the fact that I can just be me wherever I am. And just really, I just love who I am. I'm becoming more of the person I want to become. And it's interesting because I wasn't always happy with that. I wasn't always happy where I was, but I'm still growing into the person that I want to become. And I'm okay with that. And I'm actually having a fun time doing it.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm so grateful, Heather, that you agreed to be on my podcast and that we are working together, because I am so excited about turning me into my business and turning me into my private Facebook group. Because I always had that idea that it had to be the business first and me second. Now I know it's me first.
That's right. Was so you before. Exactly.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. All right. Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for the invite again, Robin.
Oh, wonderful. So this is Robin Sheridan wishing all of you a wonderful day, and stay tuned for the next amazing coffee chat with all of these wonderful women who have agreed to be a part of our podcast.